Welcome, everyone. We're here on Community Life. It's that monthly program produced by the Baha'i community of Snohomish County. And of course, you're on KSER. I'm Mary Ellen Wood with you again today. We have some wonderful service-oriented people coming from our community who are here to be interviewed because they work at the Everett Recovery Cafe. If you don't know about it, you will know about it by the end of this interview, and you'll also know how to find them and where to go. So thank you, Brennan, who is the executive director, Brennan Davis. And we have Melissa Moore, who is a recovery coach, and Jen Cunningham, a resource coordinator, with us today. So thank you. I know your schedule is busy. So thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. So, Brennan, why don't you start? Tell us a little bit about what Recovery Cafe is and also just a little of the history.
So we are a safe healing community for those affected by challenges with mental health, homelessness, and substance use disorder. And our goal is to empower that long-term transformation through human connection. It was started in a wonderful little house on Broadway here in Everett. It must have been 800 square feet, they said, at about like 30 members. And then from there, moved to the United Church of Christ. And then for about a year, we've been in the Everett Public Market Building under the Snow Owl Co-op on 1212 California Street. And over time, I think started 2015, over time, our membership has tripled, where we've got over 200 people that we're monthly getting to serve. And the need during the pandemic and even currently has just grown so much. And so we're just aware of just the healing power of human connection. And that's really our heart. And membership-based, free membership. But we all believe that you're in recovery whenever you say you are. And so even though we talk about big things like homelessness or substance use disorder, some of our members just struggle maybe with loneliness and are looking to be a part of that community. And in order to maintain that safe space for going forward, as long as someone has been clean sober for 24 hours, they're totally welcome to come in, check it out, and to be a guest for the day and to talk about becoming a member and receiving all that we have to offer, which is quite a bit.
You know, we talked as we were preparing for this interview to perhaps start the remainder of the interview talking about what I might expect. So if I were a person looking for help and came through your door, tell me about what my experience might be.
I'll share. So walking in the cafe, you would see somebody at the front counter and you would be greeted, right? You'd be asked if you were a member. And if not, then if how you were referred to the cafe, I think that's really important, right? That starts a great conversation. And you'd be given a tour. I know that when somebody walks in, that hasn't been here before, I immediately want to grab a calendar and start giving them a tour. You would see we have an espresso stand. A lot of people come in during coffee hour, which is 1 to 2. They can order an espresso and get a tour of the facility and kind of get an idea of who we are and what we do, right? Like that first personal impression is really big for us because we want people to come back. We want people to be a member. We want our community to grow. And the more people that we have come in, right, the better it is for the members that we already have as well. So you'd get to see members dining, some members playing games or cards. We have that often. You would get a tour of the meeting room where we hold our recovery circles, and you'd find out what it takes to be a member, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's a huge piece of welcoming people.
Well, thanks for that opening, Jen. Melissa, you were recounting your own story walking in, and I was wondering if you'd be comfortable talking about that.
Yes, definitely. So I was a member for 2 years. I've worked here for a year, but I first came to the cafe as a member. I had talked about how I live in a recovery housing, and there were women in my house who had come to the cafe and they loved it. They talked about, you know, how welcoming it was, how they had activities like, you know, games, like Jen was saying, and, you know, they have classes. And it took me a little while. I'm not gonna lie. I was kind of like nervous. And then I just finally was like, you know what? They are getting so much from the cafe, and you can see it in their recovery. You could see it, you know, in their eagerness to go there. And I told myself I wanted that. I wanted to have that same feeling in early in recovery. So finally came here. And when I walked in, I didn't know what to expect, but I had multiple people who worked here come up and introduce themselves and ask me how I was doing. And then you have to sit in on a new member introduction. And I did that. And the person who was facilitating it had all these great things to say. And she had so much enthusiasm. It was hard not to, you know, feel that same sort of eagerness and enthusiasm that she had for the cafe. And I was introduced to a recovery circle. And my circle is amazing. I actually facilitate the same circle that I had for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's my family. We love each other. We show up for each other every week. It's the same people. We check in, we talk about our triumphs and our struggles, what help we may need going forward, any support. And I feel like the people in my circle always had my back. They were always there, you know, to congratulate me if something great had happened, or, you know, to lift me up if I needed that for that particular week. And then I got a recovery coach, and my recovery coach, absolutely amazing. She was my recovery coach for 2 years, and she's now one of my best friends. And that person is there to help set goals, to help, you know, you find a path in recovery, you know, to talk about, you know, the struggles that you've been through and maybe how you can turn those struggles into something positive and into a path in your recovery. So, I feel so fortunate that I am that now for somebody, for people, you know, I am that hope and that resource. So, I mean, from the time I stepped in the building to today, I can't tell you how much the Recovery Cafe has given me in my life.
Well, thank you. Thank you both, Melissa, who just finished talking, and Jen right before. So I think after hearing just this very few minutes of us together, I think it's time to let people know how to find you. And we'll be sure and mention it once again. I understand people can come right to your place, and then they could contact you through email or phone. So if you could give us, Brennan, maybe you could take care of address, phone, and email.
Yeah, like I say, we're at 1212 California Street here in Everett, under the Everett Public Market Building, which, if you know Everett, it's behind the Snow Isle Co-op. But please give us a call, 425-258-5630. 425-258-5630, or email us at info@EverettRecoveryCafe.org. And of course, we're on social media. Right now, the need is greater than ever. And there's a lot of stigma out there in some of these issues we're talking about. And we're really just a loving, accepting community. But we know that last year, the statistics is just a really tough year in these areas. And we know even now the struggle's real. And so if anybody is interested in recovery support from anything, I mean, we're here for you. And I know that, like Mary Ellen's mentioning, it's such a struggle just to come in through the front door and what am I going to find? And just our commitment is that radical hospitality and acceptance and making you just welcoming you into, you know, into our space.
So we've talked about different programs, different pieces of you, of the organization. And I'm wondering if we could sort of split those out and talk a little bit about those. Also about the importance of hooking people up to resources. That's how some people get there. So Jen, could we start with you and talk about, Jen has an official title of resource coordinator. So Jen, the importance of the resources, because obviously, you know, your organization can't be the only thing for people. to get them all that they need.
Yeah, totally. So we are actually in the process of creating a really strong, amazing resource program. When I first started, we were just starting this position. I was also a member for a few years prior, like Melissa, before I officially became an employee. And so this is something I'm really passionate about. I'm also a full-time student. So I've taken several like resource navigation classes related to resources. And so like the population that we serve has such a high need for housing. That is like the biggest struggle, housing right now for the populations that we serve. So it's really important that we have those community partnerships with other organizations that are that can fit the needs that our members have, right? And it's not only me providing resources for them, but it's also, I'm also really passionate about showing them how to find resources on their own, showing our members that are newly in recovery that are like, they don't even know who they are, right? Like they just got clean maybe after several years of using a substance to not feel or know who they were, right? And so it's, they're really vulnerable. And so being able to sit down with them, make a list of what their needs are and set an appointment for them to bring back all the appropriate documentation that they need to apply for these housing programs. All the information that they need to create a resume so that they can start to apply for jobs, right? And yeah. If it's a resource that we maybe don't offer, having the knowledge and partnerships to point them in the right direction and sitting with them and helping them make those appointments, right? Because it's really easy to hand them off the information and think that they're going to do this for themselves, but that those expectations are too high for people that are early in recovery from anything, you know, just there's a struggle just getting up in the morning to brush their teeth, right? Like that's a huge win for people that are early in recovery. Mm-hmm. So being able to make the time and not just help them, but listen to them, hear them, right? Like that is huge because it's easy for us to say, assume that yes, they need housing, they need vouchers to help pay for rent, they need bus vouchers, but it's another thing sitting down with them and listening to those needs.
Well, obviously it's so important, but it's so heartening to hear you talking about the listening piece to mm-hmm. really take whatever knowledge you have and address the needs that someone is expressing if you just listen to them.
Yeah.
Hey, Melissa, could you talk about, you're labeled a recovery coach.
Yes.
And you mentioned being a facilitator of
the circles.
Yeah. Can you talk about those circles?
So we have these small little groups called recovery circles, and they're meant for our members to, you know, to get to know each other on a deeper level. So they happen once a week at the same time every week. It's the same, you know, base of people. You know, we have people, you know, who move on. And so they, you know, they move away from the cafe, and then we have new people who come in, but it stays the base, you know, for a while. And so when you come into your circle, it's just a place for you to talk about, you know, what, you know, achievements you've had during the week, you know, to build on what you had said last week and to be proud of what you've accomplished. And it's also a place, if you're struggling or you need support, mm-hmm. You know, something that's happened during the week, maybe, you know, that you weren't expecting or, something, we all have things that happen, you know, day to day, week to week. And so being able to come to that circle and be in that safe place where you can talk about everything, you can lay it out on the table, and you know, people are going to listen and they're going to identify with you because, you know, we, even though our struggles aren't identical, there's still so many similarities. And, you know, somebody more than likely has gone through the same thing that you've gone through, and they have this, they have advice, or they have, you know, maybe different areas where you can reach out, resources. You know, one of the things that we always talk about at the cafe is that we treat our members and we treat our coaches as a resource. We don't look at them, you know, as just a number or just, you know, excuse me, just, you know, another person, you know, everybody has something to give. Treating people like they're a wealth of knowledge, I think helps not only the recovery circles, but it also helps all of our members because they feel like they're part of something. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the amazing thing of not only recovery circles, but also recovery coach relationships.
You know, you mentioned while we were preparing, I can't remember who said it, that the opposite of addiction is connection.
Yeah. And that has
sort of stuck with me since we started talking earlier. And what you're describing is exactly that, of course. Brennan, you're the new guy on the block, so to speak, relatively. So how about sharing some of your perspectives on the programs and the goals, whatever you would like?
Sure. So just briefly, my background is actually in nonprofits in other countries. And one thing I saw consistently was that people that were struggling either in whatever area, a lot of times they would get treatment or help, but there wouldn't be long-term support. They would just maybe kind of go back to what they had been in, you know, before that, the maybe an unhealthy situation. And so when I learned about the Everett Recovery Cafe, I said, this is it. You know, this is long-term support for people in community, trauma, very low trauma. And then I saw, you know, the stats. I know that the CDC in 2021, they say that it can average to about one overdose death every 5 minutes.
Oh.
And then in Snohomish County, just a record breaking 232 overdose deaths. And then they just came out with a point in time count for homelessness, and the levels are higher than they've been since 2012 of people seeking shelter, especially families. We only have the data from 2020, but one in five Americans experienced mental health issues in 2020. And we feel like that those numbers might have gone up. And so I look at that gap and I think, you know, how are we gonna, and I speak with people like from the county, Snohomish County, and this is just a wonderful opportunity to offer people community in a way to, you know, tackle their issues. And like Melissa was saying, that's the science behind it, is instead of us giving people a program that they have to follow, allowing them to voice their struggles and then leading them through with this loving accountability of, you know, how do you think you can overcome it? What are the resources? You know, let's break this down into little steps and let's get through it. I think everybody needs that. But the enemy of that is isolation, right? So that's what we're trying to do, just bring that community to people and tackle really big problems with a really cool, nuanced method of doing that.
You know, we're going to take a little bit of break for music and we'll be right back. We're here on KSER Community Life and we're visiting from three folks from the Everett Recovery Cafe, Brennan Davis, Melissa Moore, and Jen Cunningham, and we'll be right back after some music.
You're a shining star, no matter who you are. truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that music as much as we did. Welcome back once again, Community Life here on KSER. Mary Ellen Wood and Brennan Davis, Melissa Moore and Jen Cunningham, the last three members, not members, but staff over at the Everett Recovery Cafe. So let's fill these last few minutes with discussing programs or some dreams or some just comments and whatever else you would like to add to our conversation beyond what we've talked about. Brennan, you want to start?
Sure. So like we were saying, if anyone is interested in any recovery support from anything, please contact us. But also, I know there are some people listening that are, we like to call them our people, right? People that are excited about these opportunities, you know, obviously these issues, they touch all of us, all of our lives in some way, you know, there's no one, I highly doubt anyone's listening that hasn't in some way been negatively affected by these things. A lot of people are out there looking to give back that have been in recovery for a long time. And so we call those people our people that are just, they identify with the issue and they want to get involved somehow. And so I want to kind of reach out to them and say that, you know, our heart is that Everett, especially in Snohomish County, would be one of the first places that learned how to really take care of its people in recovery. And so we want to invite you to be a part of what we do.
So there's some room for volunteers as well as those who are participating in programs. So this is a good little seg too. So how do we find you? Can you go ahead with the address and email and telephone number one more time?
For sure. So we're at 1212 California Street in the Everett Public Market Building under the Snow Isle Co-op. And please give us a call, 425-258-5630. That's 425-258-5630. Or feel free to email us at info@everettrecoverycafe.org. And we would love to meet you and partner with you. And if you need anything, that's what we're here for.
So Jen, any some final comments or some thoughts that you've had while the interview's been going on?
So, I mean, honestly, when Brennan was sharing about the statistics and the overdose rates, right, it made me a little emotional because those are our people out there. They'll never have the chance to know what a gift recovery is, right? And it makes me, you know, it makes me really grateful that I have been able to be a part of Recovery Cafe since almost the beginning and have watched how much this cafe has grown and blossomed over the years and just being able to be a part of it now, right? Because we're making changes in our community. We are being part of the solution rather than the problem. And that is a huge win for us today.
Melissa, how about you?
One of the things that I really liked that Brennan was talking about was giving back. I mean, you know, in recovery, no matter what you're in recovery from, you know, that feeling to give back makes everything, I feel like it makes life just better. It gives you something to look forward to. That feeling that you're needed and that you're a part of something, I can't really describe how important that is. When I come here every day, I'm coming to a place where I am giving back to a community that I was, I mean, that I'm a part of, but you know, it's that person who's new in recovery that, you know, we can reach the most, you know, who comes in and hasn't found their place yet. And, you know, maybe, you know, is nervous about where they're going, and needs that connection and needs us to be there for them. I love that part of my job. But it warms my heart, you know, when we have members that come in and they're like, today I have, you know, a year, you know, in recovery, or, you know, I got this job, you know, that I never thought I'd get, or I got my kids back, or, you know, I was able to get my first apartment. Just all of these steps that they take. And not only are we helping them along the way, they're helping us by, you know, being there, you know, for us to give back, but just those monumental steps that they took that they never thought were possible. Because I know 3 years ago when I first came here, I thought that it would never be possible for me to have 3 years or have, you know, a steady foundation in my recovery or have a job like this, have a path going forward. And that's, so that's the gift for me in everything. The gift for me is that I have a purpose. I help people come up behind me and hopefully have that same reward.
Well, what a wonderful, heartening time we've spent together here on a topic. If it were just a topic, would look rather disheartening.
Yeah,
really. So thank you for all of the time you give, of course, in your daily lives. But thank you for coming out today. You know, one other thing I realized as you were making comments is the two words came up, radical hospitality, which have just, they're going to stick with me, well, for a while now. I had never heard the two put together. And you've described radical hospitality. Can you say just like one sentence of what radical hospitality you've experienced or helped to give? Oh, we have a hand.
You're Jen.
Go with it.
Yes, radical hospitality is meeting people where they're at.
That really sums it up, meeting people where they're at. And I think implied in that is showing them that they're valued, that they're valuable, that regardless of what is in their past or what they're going through currently, and that there's hope for the future, you know, and a lot of that is in how you receive them, right? And serve them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that we had mentioned it, but the food and coffee and stuff is at no charge, you know, and we serve it on really nice plates. The founder, Wendy Grove, she was like, we're not giving them a Twinkie on a paper plate. Like, you know, she got the Fiesta ware and the soup and salad, stuff that's really rich. Of course, those plates are expensive, so when they break, I cringe a little bit. But it's like all the so value.
Yeah, and there's plenty of people to support you out there too. So if you ever need a plate run or a I bet if you ask for it, you'll get it in about 2 seconds.
Oh, well, just for to bring up one other thing for like radical hospitality, I think it also means, you know, being able to walk a mile in another person's shoes, you know, that empathy and, you know, that anticipation of somebody's needs and, you know, just that somebody probably needs somebody to just, you know, reach out and care.
Thank you. So I hope we can come back together again sometime. And if it would be okay sometime, I'd like to come visit. If that would be
please
okay.
Please do.
Please do. Yes.
Everyone come visit.
Everyone come visit.
12, give me some coffee.
There we go. 1212 California and on Fiesta or whatever plates you have. So thank you. Thank you again. We've been visiting with Brennan Davis, Melissa Moore, and Jen Cunningham of the Everett Recovery Cafe. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. And thanks to everybody who's listening. We'll be back next month here on Community Life. Thanks again.